In Michigan, the governor's office and the state legislature are not subject to Michigan's Freedom of Information Act. Democratic State Representative Brandon Dillon would like to change that. He's the representative for the 75th House District, which covers part of Grand Rapids. Representative Dillon, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Representative, what would this legislation do exactly?
Well, it would be very simple. It would simply remove the exemption that the state legislature and the governor's office have in the Freedom of Information Act. It would essentially just say that state legislators, the governor, the lieutenant governor, would be subject to the same laws as every school board member, county commissioner, city commissioner, every other elected official in the state of Michigan.
And Michigan, I want to make sure I'm right about this, is only one of two states in the whole union where the lawmakers, the governor and the lieutenant governor and their offices are completely exempt from FOIA. Is that correct?
Essentially, yes. I know that we are one of two that Michigan and Massachusetts are the only two that exempt the governor's office. Mm-hmm. And I believe there may be one or two other states that have some form of exemption for the legislature. But essentially, we're in bad company with Massachusetts as being the two states that do not allow sunlight to shine in on their legislators and the governor in the way that they do in other states.
And yet opponents will say, but wait, we need to have privacy when we're having sensitive discussions and making big decisions.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty weak excuse, especially in a democracy, and especially when the legislature and the governor require every other deliberative body and decision-making body in the state of Michigan to operate under a different set of rules. We should be making sure that the public, journalists, civic groups have access to the information that we do when we're making those important decisions. And if we feel we have to make these decisions behind closed doors, I would question people's commitment to a representative form of government. Ultimately, people have the power, and they can only have the power to choose elected officials wisely if they know what they're doing.
And you feel this would also extend to, for example, private conversations between a lawmaker and constituents?
I think there is a line there that we could draw between sensitive personal information of constituents, much the same way we do for local elected officials. I think there have been people that have said that, well, we can't do this because we deal in sensitive constituent information. Certainly to protect people's privacy, I think we can remove the exemption, the broad exemption for the legislature, and make the rules for the legislature tight enough so that innocent constituents and their personal information would not be subject to the same scrutiny that a legislator's conversations about policy and other matters are.
Representative Dillon, this isn't the first time you've introduced a measure like this. They haven't passed. What are the chances this legislation is going to pass with this legislature?
You know, I'm not sure. I did introduce this bill, a similar bill to just to remove the exemption for the legislature last session, and it didn't get passed. But as most observers of government know, sometimes it's not the first time you introduce a bill that you're successful. You have to continue to work at it. And we're bringing a lot of attention to this matter. And we've had at least three of the four legislative leaders say that they were open to discussing this. A prominent Republican who sits on the Oversight Committee and chairs it, Representative McBroom, has said that he's interested in discussing this matter. So I'm hopeful that we can at least have a discussion and a debate to find out why the rationale is for this exemption to exist. And I think if we do that, we'll have a lot better chance of actually getting this passed.
Have you had any conversations with the governor or anyone in the Snyder administration about this?
Not specifically, although I will be seeing the governor and others today in one of our caucus meetings. It's on a different subject, but I'll be reaching out to the governor's office as well as other legislators to continue to try to build support for this. I know the governor is very fond of talking about making decisions based on data. I think that should apply to citizens when they're looking at their government officials, that they have to have the data or the information necessary to make good decisions about who represents them, and I would hope the governor would agree.
Although we should note, Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, when he was in the legislature, introduced a bill in 2009 very similar to your legislation, although his would have protected constituent communications.
Well, that's great. I wasn't actually aware that Lieutenant Governor Kelly had done that, but I think this is an issue. It's not a partisan issue. This is something that all legislators and all people who seek to be the governor of this great state should want to make sure that the people they represent have as much information as possible. So I'm looking to have Republicans, the governor's office, and anybody else who's interested in shining a light on what's going on in their state legislature to hopefully speak up in support of this bill and see if we can get it moving.
Now, have you introduced it yet?
Yes, I did. We introduced it about a week and a half ago, and we've also introduced some other legislation today as a complement to that on some other reforms to make disclosure of legislators' finances more readily available to the public. But yes, the bill has been introduced. I've sent a letter to the chairman of the committee requesting a hearing. I have not heard back yet, but that's not going to deter me from continuing to talk to him and others about the need for this, and at least get an explanation about why people think it's okay that Michigan is one of the only states in the union that allows their state legislators and governor to be a protected class of politician.
Brandon Dillon is the Democratic state rep for the 75th House District in West Michigan. Representative, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much.